Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. And we have our co-hosts, Jen Christie from the United Kingdom and Marika from the Netherlands. And me, I'm Gary Moore from America. Hi, everybody, and welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
Is it, we got dead air there for a moment. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
And we have a very special guest.
Yeah, it's Mind Detox tonight.
Mind Detox is our very special guest, yes.
Yeah. And yeah. I think for me, one of the most important things that promotes change is transmutation. I don't know about you, Gary, but this is quite easy to achieve because as we create our own reality, we can start by meditating. We can light a candle, burn some incense, to purify the atmosphere, and visualize all the negativity, pain, baggage, or anything else you would like to be rid of from in and around your body, traveling down the body and into your legs, traveling down the legs and into the feet, and out through the feet, and down the roots of your feet, right down into Mother Earth, and ask Mother Earth to transmute all you've sent down into positivity and love. And remember to thank her. And it's amazing what you can achieve with a simple meditation such as that. Have you tried that,
yes,
Gary?
I have.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, and transmutation, it's all about transmutation. Change, that's what it is. Whether it be, you know, just shifting in our awareness from one thing to another, or the seemingly more major things looking at it from a 3D perspective, such as dying, for example, or, you know, that again, that's a transmutation, that's a transformation.
Yeah.
We change and go on to, you know, from this paradigm to something else, you know. Yeah, and it's all about that. And this is a wonderful topic, and it's an exciting subject to be talking about.
Yes,
and I'm excited to have our guest on to talk about this.
I am. I'm dying to hear what Mandy talked. No, not yet, because we're just going to play the Scorpions first, Winds of Change. While you get your candles and your water ready, we'll just play this lovely track, and then we'll get Mandy Detox on to talk about what she's going to talk about. Okay, then.
That's perfect. So get your candles and your water ready, folks, and we'll play this file, and we'll be back with you.
You might need your water to put the candle out.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was a very beautiful song. And we have a very nice video to look together, to see together. I'm sorry, here I'm posting the link. And you can preload the link. Turn the volume down and push the pause button, please. And then, in the meanwhile, we're going to talk to Mind Detox on the cold ring, and her name is Brooke. Hello, Brooke.
Hello, are you Brooke. With us? Welcome.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Welcome.
Too.
Yes. How are you?
Great. When I realized that the topic was going to be change, it just fits right in my daily life and with what's going on and what has been going on. My life is nothing but change. So I love this topic. and it goes along with a video we're going to watch also. I was in nursing school, and I feared every disease we studied. My thoughts were just obsessive to the point where I had an anxiety attack, thought I was having a stroke, you know, called 911. It was just unbelievable. And I finally picked up the message that something else was calling me. And a very important person in my life, which was my instructor, Dr. Francis Vanderwald. And that's where the meditation comes from him, is what I've learned from him. But, you know, he helped me see, you know, there was a different path ahead, and basically he's been an inspiration to me this whole time. Well, not too long after the anxiety attack and stuff, and I quit nursing and, you know, started searching within, which was a major change, I had a dream, which was pretty amazing, and it's still being defined today, and part of it is the gold ring and, you know, all of what's happening, but I was not able to live until I was able to accept death and alleviate my fear of death and dying. And that part of that started whenever I had my daughter. You know, I didn't know that something so precious, I didn't want to leave her or her. You know, it's just that crazy stuff. But anyway, that changes life. And the video we're about to watch, it's a sequence. I felt the angels all around me when I was taking the pictures, but I thought my camera was broke at the time. And then I started looking back at other pictures and photos and stuff, and I noticed them in a lot of my pictures. Well, they're not in all of them. They're only in the ones where significant changes took place, major changes. So, you know, not many. And I had my out-of-body experience in this accident that we're about to see, and it really, you know, it made me think. I had an alcohol problem. I've been to Al-Anon, I've been to AA, and my problem was God, trying to understand what my purpose is and my perception of God. And my first encounter with evil was in a church. So I've from day one, from an early age, I've been a seeker. And trying to understand it, and today it's all come together and in a beautiful picture that I can't wait to share with y'all.
That's wonderful. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I got the topic, I went and pulled out my Book of Changes, the I Ching, and I kind of flipped it open and I found a few things that were really fit with me, and, you know, of course, you know, consult the oracle. And, I mean, I know some people, you know, don't believe in that, but that which transforms things and fits them together is called change. That which stimulates them and sets them in motion is called continuity. That which raises them up and sets them forth before all people on earth is called the field of action. And I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that. That touched me, so I wanted to share that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Change versus continuity. Right? Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, it's a wanderer's story of awakening, and this video you put together, right? Is this this the one that you put together?
Yeah, a little trial run.
That's wonderful.
Being creative, it's hard for me to tell a story in words and write. I'm a visual person, and there's so much to share that, so where do you start? And I felt that was a good place.
Well, I love it how you said that you were on a search and you had been searching and you found what you found and now you're not searching anymore. And that kind of resonates with me because I'm not searching anymore either,
I found it. But the search of looking for that outside entity that's going to help me is over because it's inside,
Well, that's a wonderful story. It's beautiful. And Marika, are you there now?
Yes, I am.
There she is. Okay.
Here I am. That's a really wonderful story. Thank you for sharing it. Does everybody have preloaded the link, guys? Do you want to send up a heart in the chat room, please, if you are ready?
Yeah, when you click the link and cue the video and turn the sound down and pause it and send up a heart, and we'll all start at once and play it all and watch it all together. So we'll wait a moment while we wait for the hearts to come up again, just to make sure everyone has cued the video, and we'll take it from there.
Look at these hearts. Beautiful.
Okay, we got the hearts coming up. Okay, here we go.
Okay, guys. I post the link one more time in case anyone...
Post the link one more time.
Play. Here we go.
Marika gets to count us down because it always works when she does it. Always, always.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to count down now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
There is so much love in this moment. I do remember. There is a part of me I had completely forgotten about. It speaks with great authority and love. All my life, I thought I was alone, but in reality, I never was. Thank you. I thought I needed someone else to love me, and without that special person, I could not bear to go on. Now I see that love isn't something I'm looking for outside myself. It is something I already have within me. I am love. There is no need to look outside myself to find it. Love is. And if I listen quietly, I can hear it speak to me. Right now, in this moment.
Amazing. You should have seen all the odds in every frame on that. Right now it's time for our candle ceremony. And we're lighting our candles to set our intention for today. And our intention is to send out healing. We have 28 therapists in the chat room waiting to send out healing to all the listeners. And we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And the energy of fire, with prayer and focused intention, is the way in which we manifest our goals, which are to send out healing. Still sending healing out to Haiti and loving thoughts over to Haiti. And when we have our candles lit and our incense, if we're burning any, we'd like to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel of the North, Michael. Please bring love and protection now. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring your love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring love and wisdom now. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Metatron, please could we also have the assistance of the Christ energies and the Divine Feminine, the Magdalena energies. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. We're totally surrounded by unconditional love. We are so loved. There is so much beauty. And as we synchronize our breathing, we breathe in the holy breath. What is a holy breath? It is harmony. When you try to breathe in the breath of God, you're breathing in harmony, healing. And as you're breathing, try to imagine that you're breathing in light and life, and that you are not only inhaling air, you're filling every particle of your being with God's breath. And as you do this, you will naturally be freed from the problems that constrict you, because your whole mind will be on God. Our affirmation is, I am divine harmony. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra, please.
Dearest rain showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath. And focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection. And we know we are all related. By the time the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up where we see our Father Sky. And when we focus beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover, it is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down their names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that's already in there. And today, I would like to give special attention to the healing of our dearest Jifanda, who gives so much of her energy to work for the cauldron. We write all people's names down we would like to get the healing, and we see the healing of that people completely released and resolve in their best interest and by their own will. Now please go ahead and write all names you like in the book. And when our names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and slightly drops down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. You can feel the gratitude and the energy raising up. And always remember, whenever you need healing, you only have to ask. Because when you ask the angels to surround you, they are there already. So while we enjoy this energy and we sit down very comfortable, surrounded by this, we go and listen to a wonderful meditation of our mind detox. Thank you.
For this meditation, it's recommended that you listen to your feelings during the exercise. It's a fantasy prayer on the value of your life. You go to the doctor for a routine checkup and have some random tests ran. 1 week later, the doctor's office calls and tells you that the doctor wants to see you tomorrow to go over the results. You ask why, and the nurse tells you that the doctor wants to speak to you. What are your feelings? You go in for your visit, and you tell the nurse that you're there for your visit. She smiles and says, okay. You sit down and look around the room. You see paintings on the wall and magazines on the table. Do you pick one up? The nurse calls you back and tells you that the doctor will be in shortly. You're in the room waiting for the doctor and you look around the room. What are you thinking and what are you feeling? The doctor comes in and greets you warmly and you greet him back. He says, thank you for coming in such a short notice. You notice the doctor's face is unusual, sort of pathos looking. He says, I really needed to see you soon because those test results are in and the news is not very good. You're dying. You have a disease that you're dying from. You say, what? I don't understand. The test results are saying that you don't have a lot of time. You may only have 3 to 6 weeks. Listen to your feelings after the doctor tells you this. You leave the doctor's office. Where do you go? Do you call anybody? What do you feel as you finally go home? When you get home, what do? You're feeling fine. What will you do for the last month or so? If you knew you were going to die. A week goes by and you're really feeling bad. It's amazing how rapidly you have begun to get sick. You're finding you have to rest much more and you're beginning to feel the pain. You begin to review a few things about your life and you lie there. Who's caring for you? There are times when you're alone. A scripture comes to mind. What passage is it? Do you think back on the happy time in your life? Relive the memory. Who were you with? What kind of day was it? What made you happy that day? A few days go by and you're getting weaker. You've decided to die at home with the nursing care coming to you. In between the visits from the nurse, you think back on your accomplishments. What are your greatest accomplishments in life? And then you think of the things you regret having done. What are they? Then you reflect on all your possessions, those things that you have accrued over the years. How valuable are they to you now? You're getting weaker. Is there another scripture that comes to mind? A few people come to visit you on a regular basis in these last days on earth. Who are they? What do you say to them? What do they say to you? The clock is ticking and appears to be louder than usual. What is it saying to you? You drift off to sleep. You seem to be doing a lot of that these days. Some days go by, and you're very weak now. You can't see well. One night, somebody comes in that you don't recognize. This is not a surprise because you can't see too well. It's an unfamiliar figure, but yet a familiar figure who comes to your bed and takes your hand. You realize the figure is Jesus Christ, who came to see you while you're lying in your deathbed. Jesus says, I come to thank you for what you have done for the kingdom of heaven. What are you thinking when you hear these words? I come to thank you. You have no idea how much it helped. How do you feel? Do you confess your sins? Jesus says, your sins, they have been transformed into sources of grace. Jesus reminds you that the greatest sin, crucifixion, was transformed into the greatest gift, resurrection. Jesus informs you that you are greatly loved and accepted for who you are, and reminds you that often you are your own worst judge. How do you feel when Jesus tells you that you're accepted completely and your sins have been converted into sources of grace? Do you believe? Try to look into the eyes of Jesus and see the love. He says, I must go. We have prepared a beautiful place for you, and we look forward to coming home, for you coming home. He leaves your room. Listen to what you are feeling as you lie in your deathbed. Because the word love is so overused, we'll use the word compassion. Being there for that person who is in pain is usually all that is needed. Words are not always necessary. We must try not to overwork or prove ourselves anything. Our worth is found in the fact that we are purely loved sons and daughters of our Creator, caring for others better than we have cared for ourselves up to the moment. The finest gift to give those we love is the whole new awareness and appreciation and respect for ourselves. So I will take care of myself more than what I have up to this moment. What does it mean to be more human than we were yesterday? Fill in the blank. Am I taking time out to smell the roses? Have I taken time to appreciate the beauty of the rose and giving thanks to the one who created it? If you've been talking about taking a vacation and talking about taking a vacation and talking about taking a vacation, then you're due to take a vacation. It seems we feel guilty when we relax and rest. It takes discipline to take off so that we can enjoy the gift of life we have been given. Everyone has a different image of God, which is rooted in our childhood. What grace have you been given? Let your entire being be grateful for the graces you have been given. And that's Creating Creative Solitude. It's a fantasy meditation that really helped me whenever I was fearing death. And this is an experience that many people are going through today with all of the toxins and the cancers and stuff like that. You know, seems like everyone knows at least one or two people or more. And so that's an experience that many souls are having here. And it helped me to connect with that experience and have it myself and give me a greater appreciation of life. And then soon after the accident, I actually experienced death and rebirth because I was out of my body. I was able to look down on the scene, and from that point forward, my life has really been transformed daily, every moment. So what began as a fantasy prayer, I eventually experienced it, and I've experienced it quite a few other times. But you know, it's peaceful, and there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing to fear. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Thomas Sutton, Espiritu. And thank you to Mind Detox. That was an absolutely fabulous meditation. But right now, it's time to close our chakras for the people who would like to. And to do this, we go to the top of our heads, closing our chakras, just the amount that we feel most comfortable. So pretend we have doors, and you go to the crown chakra, closing that door. And down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door, but leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and securely connected to Mother Earth and the heart of Gaia. Or leave them open if you wish. But if you're not used to meditating, it's better that you close them until you learn how to protect yourself and so you don't become exhausted. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a purple pyramid this week. The purple pyramid meditation has been used since the Egyptian times. The ancient Egyptians used it. So he's going to take you by the hand and put you into the purple pyramid, which you can construct yourself around yourself. When you get used to visualizing the purple pyramid, you can also construct it around your whole house, including all your family, around your whole street, around your whole neighborhood or your whole town or country. And he's going to seal it at the top with a blue seal. Can you see the purple light coming through the walls? It's the most beautiful color purple you've ever seen. But there's a blue seal at the top, keeping you safe and secure until next time we meet. Thank you, Michael.
Trying every way I can, I am changing, trying to be better than I am, I'm trying to find a way to understand, that's why I need you, I need you, I need a hand, I'm changing. So clear, I am changing, and I wanna start right now.
I'm trying every way I can. I'm changing. I'll promise I'll be better than I am. But I need a friend to help me start all over again. Well, that would be just.
Whoa, what a voice. Karen Blom in there. Fantastic voice, isn't she? Right,
yes.
We're going to
thank
everybody for being here tonight, aren't we? Before
yes,
we play
thank you,
two.
My detox. That was an amazing, that was just an amazing meditation. I want to thank you for that.
Fantastic.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It was really good. And the music was a solfeggio transmutation that she had behind her, and that was beautiful as well, wasn't it? From the saw,
right,
was
yes.
That
was the saw's 417 hertz transmutation solfeggio.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right, well, we're going to thank everybody for being here, and we're going to thank the angelic realm as well. Thank you for being here, and we hope that they be in the chat room or in the archives for anyone listening in as well.
Absolutely.
The next week's guest is Quantum K, isn't it, Marika? Are you there, Marika?
Quantum K,
yes.
That's correct. Uh-huh. We've got about 20 minutes left in the
somewhere.
Show.
Yeah. And we're going to play Keen next, aren't we? Everybody's changing, that one's called.
Yes.
Great track.
Yes.
Yes. Here we go.
When a
Oh, that was keen. Everybody's changing. Well, might as well go early and avoid the rush. Okay. Well, were you going to say something about Quantum K next week, Marika, after I've just mentioned about the water? Someone was asking in the chat room where we have the water. And if it's not to put your candle out if it sets on fire, it's actually to drink to release the toxins, because when you have any alternative therapy, toxins are released, and so it's so much easier to release them if you drink plenty of water. And it also grounds you as well, or have a few potatoes, an excuse to have your supper there, Gary, because you love your food, don't you? Very food-oriented, aren't you? It loves food,
well,
don't
true.
You, Gary? Especially fried bread, don't you?
Yeah. You've got to have some of that, you know. Yeah, you got to have your fried bread. That's very grounding in itself, you know. Yeah.
It is. So,
especially
tell us
after
about
so many like this.
Yeah. Tell us about Quantum K, Marika, right there. That's our next week's guest, by the way. Have you dropped off or
I'm
are you
not
still
sure.
there?
She may have muted herself.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
I thought you'd got laryngitis there.
Oh, yes. I really like to talk about Quantum K, but first, I really like to bring Brooke back on for to thank her. It was wonderful.
Yes, let's get Brooke back on. And I want to thank her as well. You are amazing, Brooke. Thank you for that meditation. It was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for having me on and let me do it.
For the people who didn't see the actual video, the people who are just listening in on the radio, Brooke did an absolutely fantastic video about her car crash, and on every scene there were loads and loads of orbs. She was absolutely surrounded by angels, weren't you, Brooke?
That was incredible.
Always. They've always been there. I'm just starting to be able to see them and feel them.
And the Mini Cooper will never be the same, will it?
It saved
my
life.
A write-off, wasn't it?
Or the angels did. I don't know. They thought we were dead. The actual EMS ambulance guy was a friend of mine. It was Christmas Eve, and when they drove up, they were like, they're dead. And then the next day, we went to get the stuff out of the car, and the record service, the guy, like it was like he saw a ghost. He could not believe that we were in that car, you know. But it woke me up.
It's definitely
a wake up call.
And you had a near death experience.
You were definitely guided and protected.
I've had quite a few near death experiences and out of body experiences. my whole life has been near death, you know, and I guess that's why I've feared it. And but I mean, I should know that I'm continuing on, you know, regardless. It doesn't end. So.
Oh, life's beautiful.
And again, that's change and transmutation right there. You know, when we leave
always.
This plane, we transmute and go into another existence. Yeah, it's all changing. Always about change.
And we can come back at any time too. You know, we have our choices do not stop here.
Yeah.
No.
Things are always beginnings of something else.
Yeah. Did you actually have one in the car crash, Brooke?
Oh yes, I was above the scene, and I was actually it was as if I left and went to like a party where all of my friends were there, and the ambulance this guy, his name's Trey, I've known him my entire life, and it's just funny how he showed up, but I was. Throughout the whole time, the jaws of life were cutting us out. It took almost 2 hours. I was floating, and I wasn't even there.
Wow.
And it was so peaceful. Like, I didn't, you know, and then I've had a dream where I've done the same thing, where I punched through and lifted up and, you know, came back down and stuff. Just, I mean, it's, when you're in that state of, like, silent, just like, it feels like you're being hugged by, and there's nothing else there, and you're all alone. It's like, I feel like I'm, it's the furthest from alone I've ever felt. So, you know, I feel more alone sometimes here on Earth.
I can sure imagine that. And
it's truly amazing story.
It's so wonderful that they help you, that you didn't have to go through that experience, but instead of you can fly above it, didn't it?
Mm. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So that was a wonderful night tonight. So we want to thank
we
you for
have
that,
Bob Dylan. We have. Oh yes, we thank you, Mike Beatles, and we have a beautiful song of Bob Dylan. We can listen to that together, and then after that, we talk about next week's guest, all right?
Okay, great.
The times they are a changing. The Bob Dylan classic.
Here we go.
We go.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Gary says he doesn't remember that one.
it was okay, before my time. I read about it in a book.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
you don't believe that, do you? Nobody believes that. What's up with that?
Anyway, we want to thank the Angelic Realm for being here with us this evening and this afternoon, wherever you are in the world, and our guides and the inspirers for being here as well. And your guardian angels are always around you. And never be afraid to ask for their assistance. Okay, so Marika says she has another song uploaded onto the switchboard. Is that right, Marika?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
Because I think after a change, after every change we go through, there always is a new beginning, and that's where this song is about. So, here we go.
Before you play it, Marika, Are you just going to tell us about Quantum K, the
next
week's guest? Thanks.
Oh, yes. Next week's guest is a man who created the music of a Quantum K meditation. I don't want to tell everything because then it isn't a surprise anymore, of course. There's one man who wrote the meditation, and the other one is the composer of the music of it, and it's really all-inclusive healing what these people are sending out to the world. And we have the guest next week, the composer of the music, and we can share the meditation with a voiceover. So it's going to be very nice. Experience.
It sounds like it's going to be a fascinating show. Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, thank you. Fascinating, yes.
So. Lee knows him.
What'd you say, Shanna?
Lee knows him. She's saying Quantum K is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that next week. But in the meantime, what's the other song we've got now? We have another song to play.
We've got about 5 minutes left. We'll play another song. We'll come back on and say goodbye.
Okay.
Okay.
To feel
you all very much for listening.
Thank you all for coming.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. We love
you
all.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Wilson DeLang, for that lovely song in the beginning. God bless. Thank you for co-creating with us.